Good evening, sir. Everything okay in here? Of course I'm still here, sir. I know it's late, but I've told you before, as long as you're here, I'm here. As your personal assistant, I want to make sure that you always have the support and resources you need, no matter what time of day. And as one of the department's reuse assistants, I want to make sure that I'm always here to take care of any other needs that you may have. Oh, you finished preparing your presentation? Excellent news, sir. I'm sure the board will be excited to hear it. Does this mean you're done for the day? Good. Would you like me to pack up your things for you? Oh, it's no trouble, sir. No? As you wish. Then, would it be okay for me to ask you about something while you're packing up? It's just, well, I've noticed that over the last few weeks, you've had more and more of these late evenings. I understand, sir. It is a busy time. But I'm checking. You're not feeling overwhelmed, are you? Okay, good. I worry about your health and well-being, sir. I would hate to see you burn out because you're taking on too much. If I may, sir, it's been 6 months since you got promoted to the executive level and joined our division. That promotion came with certain benefits, including access to the free use assistance, a benefit that you seem to avail yourself of regularly. Oh no, sir, that's not a problem at all. That's precisely what we're here for. To use, however, and whenever you need. It's just that, as progressive as this company is, it's still an office environment. Well, what I mean is, people talk, sir. All of us free use assistants talk on a regular basis, and over the last few weeks, something has come to my attention. In the short time that you've been with the department, you've managed to rise to the rank of everyone's favorite. Between your talents, your willingness and eagerness to please, and your seemingly insatiable libido, you've become, as Vicky so vulgarly likes to put it, the department's best cockslinger. Yes, sir. Vicky is quite the pistol. But I've been noticing recently that it seems throughout the day, several of the free use assistants come by your office, ostensibly to check in on you and make sure you don't need anything. I will admit, I'm a bit guilty of doing this myself. I'll knock on your door a few more times than is absolutely necessary, and more often than not, when this happens, you have a tendency to accept any offered services. Is that a fair assessment? It's not a question of being rude, sir. The fact is, we absolutely should not be doing that. That's not how the free use arrangement is supposed to work. We're supposed to make ourselves available for the executives, and the executives come to us, not the other way around. I am starting to worry that the reason you spent so many late nights in the office recently is because you've been spending an inordinate amount of time during the day. To be blunt, fucking the staff. Full disclosure, sir. I went and spoke to HR today on your behalf. No. You're not in any trouble, sir. When I spoke to the HR rep, she informed me that, while uncommon, this sort of thing has happened before. It's happened enough that the company has an unofficial contingency procedure for handling this type of situation. Basically, we create a rotating roster of the free use assistants in the department. Each day when you arrive, one assistant will meet you here and stay in your office for the entire day. She'll provide you with whatever services you require that day, whenever and however you need. The next day, the next assistant on the roster will attend to you, and so on. As you know, there are currently 9 ladies in the free use pool for this department. The HR rep suggested that you adopt a simple 2-week rotation. This does mean that you will have 1 extra day in each bi-weekly rotation. 9 assistants, 10 days. how you choose to fill that 10th day is your prerogative. Any questions? Me, sir? I will continue to be your personal administrative assistant, handling your standard day-to-day office needs as usual. As one of the free use assistants, I will also be assigned a specific day on the roster, just like all the others. Does this sound amenable to you? Excellent. I'll coordinate everything with the HR rep on Monday. Next Friday, when I come to assist you with payroll, you and I can sit down and set up the roster for the following 2 weeks. Of course I'll help you, sir. I think you'll find my input invaluable in this regard. I've spent the last 6 months learning all about you, sir. Your preferences and predilections. The truth is, I've been doing something akin to this for you for a while now. Today is the perfect example, actually. I knew that you were going to be busy working on your presentation, so when the time came for your regular post-lunch blowjob, I made sure that Vicky was available. Her deep-throating skills far surpass anyone else in the office, and I knew that she would be able to finish you off expeditiously, allowing you to return to your work as quickly as possible. Thank you, sir. I do try to please you. Yes. It would be possible for you to choose an assistant to permanently fill the 10th day slot. Is that your preference? Wonderful. That'll make things so much easier. Me, sir? You wish to choose me to be your permanent 10th day assistant? I don't know what to say, sir. Yes, of course. I would be delighted. I mean, I'm honored, sir. I'm just curious. You know how hard I work for you? And you want every opportunity to show me how much you appreciate me? Sir, that's the nicest thing anyone has ever said to me. Thank you. Sorry, sir. That was very forward of me and completely unprofessional. Yes, well, thank you, sir. So is that all for you tonight? Are you ready to go home? Or is there something else I can do for you? Wait, you're sitting back down? So, something else then? Stand here. Between you and the desk? Okay. Strip? Of course, sir. I'm always happy to get naked for you. What? Slowly? You want me to put on a little show for you? Very well. Then I'll gently sway my hips back and forth as I slowly unbutton my blouse. This is a little strange without music, but I'll manage. Now, slowly peel the blouse off. Well, yes, sir. It is your favorite bra. The lacy half-shelf style that supports but leaves my nipples exposed just above the lace. I have a secret confession, sir. When you told me that you liked this bra so much, I went out that weekend and bought everyone the store had so that I could always be wearing it for you. But as much as you like it, I think it's time for the bra to come off. There we go. And if I turn around, My skirt unzips in the back. Do you want me to, or would you rather do it yourself, sir? I was hoping you'd say that. Go ahead. I love the feel of your hands on me, sir. Now, just tug at the sides and slide it down my hips. The stockings next? No? You want me to keep those on? As you wish. Just the panties then. There. Now, my bare ass. Right in front of your face. You spent the last 6 months learning my proclivities as well. So it would seem, sir. Should I bend over the desk for you? No? Turn around? Of course. Sit on the desk? Certainly. One foot on each arm of your chair? Okay. Your hands on my thighs, sir. It's exquisite. I have another confession to make. I was a bad girl today. Between my visit to HR and several conveniently timed trips to the restroom and the break room, I managed to avoid any requests from any of the other executives today. I knew you'd be working late tonight and wanted to keep myself fresh for you. I know I shouldn't do that, but... Oh, God, sir. Your mouth. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's so good. Yes. I'm gonna touch my pussy with your tongue, sir. I see that we've managed to get you into quite a state, sir. Do you want me to get on my knees and take care of? No? Well, at least let me. Wow, you really are worked up there, sir. Are you sure you don't? You have a secret confession of your own. Sir, you shouldn't say things like that. Telling me that I'm your favorite? That's... Oh, God. Just sliding into me like that. Oh, fuck, that's so amazing. I'm coming back on the desk so you can pound. No? Stay upright. Put my arms around your neck. And my legs around your waist. Of course. Oh, whatever you want, sir. Take what you want. It feels so good. It feels so good inside me. Oh, my cock is so big. This is why everyone's favorite. Look. Oh my God, I'm already so close. Fuck me, so hang on. Please. Oh, I want you to come inside me. I want you to come inside me, sir, please. Oh my God. Thank you. I suppose we should go soon. At least allow me to clean you off, sir. There you go. And let's get these back on. Can you give me a few minutes to collect my things at my desk? And then we can walk down to the garage together. I just feel safer walking down there with you. Thank you, sir. Yes, sir? Oh, no. Thank you. Girl's likely to fall for you. Sorry, sir. I just said yes. I do know that you appreciate me. Thank you, sir. I'll meet you at my desk in a moment.